Hanover Wildcats, Coach's Corner, a service of the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, Hanover Electric, Citizen State Banks, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Blue Valley Technologies, Midwest Products, and B&W Electric.
Imagine the destruction 5 minutes of hail could do to your crop. Don't wait until it's too late. Secure your crop hail coverage now. This is Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a complete line of crop hail products that cover for hail, green snap, or wind coverage on corn, and wind coverage on wheat. Get in touch with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for the peace of mind you get with the right crop hail policy.
If a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. That's the policy of B&W Electric Incorporated of Hanover. B&W has 5 certified technicians to handle all of your electrical needs. They provide computer designs and layouts on new homes for complete heating, air conditioning, electrical, and plumbing plans. Plus, for Richie Waterers and Parts, it's B&W. Call 337-2598 or stop by 107 West North in Hanover. B&W Electric Incorporated. Because if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
See Andy Bruna at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover for a full line of your everyday hardware needs and all the building supplies you'll need to get the job done right. Just about anything you might need around the farm or home is found at Andy's, and always fast, friendly service when you need it. It just makes good sense to shop at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover, Kansas, a Plyout Wildcat Booster. That's Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover.
Welcome back to KNDY. We're now joined by Matt Hoyer, head football coach for the Hanover Wildcats. Coach, they always say it's tough to beat a team twice in the same season. That theory didn't seem to be accurate in your first-round playoff game against Osborne as you defeated them 56-6. What were the keys to picking up that 50-point victory?
You know, I didn't think that we started out extremely well. I thought we started out with a little bit slow, and I think that's attributed to the adjustments that Osborne made from the first time that we played them. But I thought our kids did a good job of making adjustments themselves, kind of altering the game plan a little bit, especially on the offensive side of the ball. It allowed us to put on a couple scores in the beginning of the second quarter, and that kind of allowed us to start rolling.
That's your 7th straight win this season. You remain undefeated at 7-0. When you and I talk each week, you seem to always say the goal is just to get better each week. To me, it looks like you guys are doing just that.
I think that it's definitely, you know, especially this week where we're going to play an opponent that we've already played once as well, I feel like it's going to be probably extremely important that our kids do a better job of focusing and understanding and realizing that the first time we played them was exactly that, the first time we played them. And I feel like last week I thought that maybe we were a little bit lax in our preparation and understanding that it's a completely different game the second time around.
You started to touch on it there. That was my question. Your first round game against Osborne, now Axtell, two teams that you've already played and beaten fairly handily. Do you find that difficult to get them ready to realize? Because especially you, out of all the coaches that I talked to, you are one of the bigger ones as far as last time was last time, last year was last year. So do you find it a little bit more difficult to get them prepared that things are different? This is a completely different ballgame?
Well, I think, you know, last week we kind of learned our lesson in the fact that, you know, we need to make sure that we prep like it's the first time we played them, because there's going to be adjustments on both sides of the ball. And I think that our kids, you know, definitely woke up to that fact. And as we prepare for this week, you know, I think that I've definitely seen that refocused thought process as far as our boys do in preparing for the week that is at hand.
You move on to the second round and host TVL foe Axtell. As I said with my first question about beating teams twice in the same year, as we just mentioned, you beat them earlier, 62-12. What will your boys need to do to win again? And you talked about it a little bit. Do you expect to see many changes out of Axtell this time around?
You know, I'm sure they're going to make some adjustments, and I think it's extremely important that our kids understand that, and I feel like that we're going to need to limit the big play. On the defensive side of the ball, we have to make sure that we are very assignment sound and not allowing them to score in bunches. And, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, just like the old adage says, you got to take care of the football. You know, I feel like we're going to be able to do some things on the offensive side of the ball, but at the same time, you know, our kids need to make sure that they execute. As far as our focus goes, I've never really one that kind of dwells on the past or whatever, but I definitely think that it is, in this case, a little bit in the back of our kids' mind that this is the team that ended our goal last year.
We're speaking with Matt Hoyer, head football coach for the Hanover Wildcats. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Hanover Wildcat head football coach Matt Hoyer here on KNDY.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We are aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Hanover Wildcats Coach's Corner, a service of the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, Hanover Electric, Citizen State Banks, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Blue Valley Technologies, Midwest Products, and B&W Electric. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller Odell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.